Hey, good morning to you, Brian. Thanks for having me on this morning. Chip is out of the office. I'll go through some of the numbers as they came in from Chicago. But let's start with yesterday's USDA NAS crop progress report. It showed as of Sunday night about 27% of the U.S. corn crop and 8% of the soybeans had been planted across the nation. These are both well ahead of average. Spring wheat only 14% seeded, half the average amount. The winter wheat rating declined by 3 points, by the way, on the week to 54%, good to excellent. Here are some of the numbers in Chicago as they're trading at this hour. May corn is unchanged after a really rough day yesterday. It's at 305.5. It's been down to a low of 302.75 today. The recent low, contract low as well, is 301. Of course, the psychological level at $3 really important to hold. July corn at 314, 3/4 higher. And December at 331.75, up 2.25. Soybeans for the day, nearby contract, that'd be the May at 827.5, a penny and a half lower. July at 835, down 1.5, and November beans at 842, up 1.75 cents. The bean oil for the day, a dime higher at 2509. The bean meal at 288.30, down $2 for the day. Wheat futures, July soft red at 525, a quarter higher. The hard red July at 485.25, up 5.75 cents. Live cattle futures in Chicago and the April contract at 85.50. That's up 70. The June there at 85.45, $1.40 higher for 100 pounds. April feeder cattle down 30 cents at 120.10. May futures at $119.20, a dollar and a nickel higher, and lean hogs on the day at $57.60, up $1.32.5. Some of the other numbers as they're trading, crude oil is down 35 cents a barrel at around $12.44. Ethanol futures are unchanged now. Heating oil is up about a tenth of a cent at 61 cents a gallon or thereabouts. And the wholesale price of gasoline at 65.7 cents per gallon is up 0.9 cents for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average around 290 points higher at 24,287, and the gold futures at $1,707.10, down $4.80 at this hour. Hey, stay tuned with us during the day for our ag programming this afternoon. We'll have the closing market report, of course. Wayne Nelson will join us. And a bit later this morning, I'm hoping that you might be joining me for a webinar that the FarmDoc team will be hosting. That's at 11 o'clock. You can register online. Just visit willag.org, our own website, and look for the FarmDoc Daily Live Webinar Series. Our guest today will include Nick Paulson from the FarmDoc team, Ag Economist from here on campus, and Joe Glauber with IFPRI, that's the International Food Policy Research Institute, and we'll explore U.S. agricultural trade policies, China's push to reconfigure the international supply chains, the entrance of Brazil and Ukraine into the commodity export markets, and of course the coronavirus pandemic, and how they have all disrupted what was once a relatively stable U.S. corn and soybean export market. You can join us at 11 a.m. Central Time for that FarmDoc Daily Live webinar. Just visit willag.org to get yourself registered for the day. Thanks so much. And back to you, Brian Moline.